Welcome, everybody. Let me help you envision, explore, and execute your plans. This is Motivate Me, and I'm Lynette Renda.
On today's show, let Karen Sweeney show you how curiosity breeds intellectuals.
Before we get started today, I just want to make sure you know you can go to motivatemepodcast.com, and there you're going to find our show notes, links to all of the resources mentioned. You'll find an application to be on the show. You'll have access to our email, and we can direct you to the Motivate Me Ultimate Support System Facebook page, because nothing matters more to me than to connect with my listeners. So I hope I can do that starting right now.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. On today's show, we have one of my favorite people, Karen Sweeney. Karen is a life purpose coach. She was my coach at one time and kind of still is, Karen. And she's also a human resource director in banking. Okay. Her passion, though, is education. So if you like education or you want to get yourself into education or back into something academic, you don't want to miss this episode. First of all, Karen, welcome to the show.
Well, thanks for having me, Lynette. I'm very excited to do this.
I'm really excited because I think your journey has been pretty fantastic. And I know that you have a lot of history and experience that you can share with my listeners that will benefit them. So you also have a quote to share with us today. Do you want to tell us what that is?
I do. This is a quote that I have carried with me. I can't even remember for how long. And I've shared it with teams of people from, you know, one other person to actually a whole group of 5,000 employees. But this has really, really resonated with me throughout my whole career and my journey too. So this is what the quote is. Flatter me and I may not believe you. Criticize me and I may not like you. Ignore me and I may not forgive you. Encourage me and I will not forget you.
That is so great on so many levels. Tell me how you connect to that.
For me, this has helped me define what it is about being a leader. It really is about encouraging others to grow and to be the best that they can. You know, oftentimes we give people advice or we tell them how to do things, but really it's all about encouraging me and encouraging others. And that person that's done that for you in your life, you will never, ever forget them. So really, when I try to help other people, I keep that in mind. How can I encourage them? Because I don't want to be forgotten. So it's kind of the way I live my life.
Right. I get that. Now, you have such a mix, Karen, of sensitivity for people and also, you know, kind of professionalism and corporate. So tell everybody what your passion is and where this began for you.
My passion is really about helping people find what is truly meaningful for them, especially in their work. Because I've worked in the corporate setting even before I graduated from college. I got my first full-time job at 19, finished school at night. So I've been working in corporate for a very long time, and I'm not going to tell you exactly how long that is. Mm-hmm. But I have a deep understanding for how organizations work. But what I think is missing is people's hearts, their passion, how they connect what they want out of life with the work they do within organizations. So it really has become a lifelong mission of mine to learn more and to figure out how we can tap into people's passions, their hearts, how we build organizations that let people bring their hearts to work and then just let that open up and see what happens. I think that is what I'm most passionate about. And I think I always have been.
Now, your credentials, your degrees, can you talk to us about them?
Yeah, you know, it's funny. My degrees are pretty varied because I have a lot of interests. So when I get interested in something, I get educated about it. I've been learning, I mean, since grade school. I just, as you did, Lynette, and how we met is we just finished up the certification around coaching. But my first degree, because I was working in banking, was finance, because I'm like, I have a job here in banking. I need to understand what I'm doing. So while I was working, my employer actually paid for 2 years of my undergrad, which was great. And then a lot of the courses I took were about banking, different areas, different focus, finance, and things like that. But about midway through I don't know if it's midway yet because I'm not quite finished my career, but after about 20 years of working, I realized that I wasn't so sure that finance was the only thing that I was interested in or was out there. So at a point in time that I had an opportunity after 22 years to maybe go out and see what else I wanted to learn about, I decided to go back to school for social work and the law. And did that, got both of those two degrees, which are different than finance, but I think ultimately it all connects, because I think that everything you learn opens up your mind to seeing a new perspective, even about your old learning. Then from my foray, I'll say, into the law, because I practiced that for a little while, and social work, because of some life circumstances, had an opportunity to reflect again and say, is this really what you wanted to do? So then I went and got a diploma, but in pastry. So I'm a pastry chef too, which is like, all right, how does that relate in any way to finance, law, social work, pastry? But it was a passion. It was something I always wanted to do, and definitely wanted to try that out before the end of my life. So did that too, and found out, you know, that just wasn't exactly what I wanted to do for the rest of my career. But I don't think any of it was a waste. I met new people. I saw a new industry. I saw how that worked. Even the food industry can be kind of corporate. So I got a whole different perspective there. Decided I wanted to go back into the business world, because I really, really loved working with people within organizations, building teams, building leaders, doing things like that. So after I had tried getting some jobs in the cake decorating industry, reached out to a couple of friends and found myself back in the banking world, this time in the human resources side of the business, which I think I call it for me the perfect storm. Because I get to use my law, I get to use my social work knowledge, my banking knowledge. We love to eat lunch, so I get to even bake things once in a while. But it really brings all the things that I want to do in helping people under one function. That's kind of what HR is all about, bringing the business and the people together. And that led me then to get certified as a human resources professional, to get a degree in organizational development leadership, which is probably the most fun and the most passionate I am about any of the degrees I have, and then to get certified as a professional coach so that I can really, you know, have a whole toolkit of skills that can help me help people within organizations. And Lynette, that's where you and I met, the coaching certification that we just did.
Exactly. So your undergrad degree, did you say that's in finance?
Yes, in finance.
And then you got a master's in social work.
Yes.
And then you went to law school, right?
Yeah, the social work and the law I did together.
Okay.
It was a program that at Rutgers University where I could do both of them together. So that's how I did that.
Okay. And then you got
a program at the Institute of Culinary Education up there.
Okay. And then you got a master's degree in industrial and organizational psychology.
Yeah. It's actually called organizational development and leadership. Yes. Okay. Master's.
And where was that? Which school was that at?
That was at St. Joseph's out of Philadelphia.
Okay. And then you became a certified coach.
Yes.
Now,
the coaching certification. And I also have a, I got the certification in human resources, and I also got certified as a fraud examiner.
I love you so much. This is what I love.
On my free time.
Okay. This is why I said, Karen, please come on the show and talk about your love for learning. What I also like, Karen, is how we're talking about when you're interested in something, you want to learn about it. When you're doing something, you want to know about it. And then you just go and do it. And like you said, though, everything has gathered to where you are right now, which I just so wholeheartedly believe in life being a process. Nothing is ever wasted. So whether it was the, like you said, the people you met or the education you got, but really, like you said, too, the perfect storm, you're utilizing all of these things, which then it feels like while you always had this thing for the organizations and people and wanting people to kind of, you know, love their jobs and, like you said, bring their heart to work with them. Now you have the training from your coaching program to put all of that probably into all of those thoughts into probably words for you. Does that make sense?
Lynette, it really does. The coaching actually is what I consider the cherry on top. It really has given me the perspective to help people open up and to find what their meaning and identity is in the work they do. Because, and you, from your own experience through IPEC, where we got our coaching certification, I grew so much because it's not so much giving you skills and some tools to use with people. It really changed who I was. I am a coach now. That's in my heart and soul. And the coaching certification was really our journey to find what was meaningful for us. And by doing that, then I can help other people on their journey.
The information that you learn in a coaching program or, you know, anything similar to it in personal development, self-development, the information that you learn, we can say, oh, you raise awareness, you raise your consciousness. We get what that means, but in general, the bottom line is you can never unknow what you learned. It changes you immediately.
Absolutely. And I think that's what learning does. If you're open to learning, it changes you. Every new thing that you're curious about and that you go out and either research or read a book or watch a documentary or even talk to, you know, your friends, your family, people you know, and open up and listen to other perspectives about it, then you just see the world in a different way. And there's billions of ways to see things. So all of this is really, learning is just part of the journey. Learning is the movement forward. If you're not learning, you're really not moving. You're staying in one place.
Right. I always say, just don't be stagnant. You should always be moving in a direction, whatever that means mm-hmm. for you. Don't be stagnant.
Right. Right.
What kind of hesitations or challenges, though, Karen, did you have along the way?
Well, big doubts. You know, and when you, especially say, for instance, on the law degree, you embark on that. That's tough. That stretches you. That's hard work. And when I finished it, and then I had to take the bar, and you don't hear it right away, and you're worried. And, you know, I was clerking for a judge at that point in time. And you find out, okay, you've passed the bar, you've put all this effort in and money. And then you say to yourself, you know, that just wasn't it. Love the law, love learning about it, but that isn't where I fit in. And you have to wonder, okay, well, your friends and family are looking at you like, you've really lost your mind. What do you mean? You don't want to be a lawyer. You just finished law school and all this stuff. I'm like, yeah, it really wasn't what I was looking for. So I went looking again. So sometimes you stop and you say, man, am I on the right path? But I think you really have to listen to your heart and your intuition. And it told me yeah, the law wasn't the right fit. I mean, I use law every day as an HR person, but being a lawyer, litigating, arguing, doing things like that isn't what I was looking for. So I went out looking again. So it's never stopping that journey and listening to your heart. And even though you have the doubts, you move forward when your intuition and your heart is saying, you know, you haven't landed at the right place yet.
You know, the episode that's going to air the day before yours, Bob Metcalf, he's a firefighter. And, you know, he said, it's a lengthy process. They're not just going to hand you your hat and boots when you walk in. It takes about a year. And I said, yeah, but the thing is, when you're doing something that you enjoy, you're excited for the learning of it. You don't care that it takes a year. You're enjoying the fact that you just get to do it.
Yes. Yes, I feel that. I feel that also. The learning is exciting. It's all part of the journey. And, you know, it's about being curious about everything. And Lynette, the more you know you don't know.
Right.
I mean, I know that sounds kind of silly. And
no, it's true.
People have said that, you know, that quote is hanging around out there. But it is. Every time I hear something new from someone or read a new article or a book or I just watched this documentary called Racing Extinction. And it's about what's happening to our planet. And I sat there and I thought, I really don't know enough about that. So now I'm curious about another whole subject. But believe me, I'm not going off to be a marine biologist or anything like that. But it's stuff that we need to know. There's just so much to know out there about the world and the people in it that I don't think that whatever time we're given here is enough time to really learn everything. I think I will be learning until the day I die.
Well, and I was just going to say that, you know, life we know is about experiences. I mean, that's what it's all about. And so let's say for me, it might be to get out and experience things. But for you, it might be to get into the book, the classroom, the documentary. And that's where you do your learning in that way. Like that's, you desire it.
Yes. I mean, people laugh at how many books I have, and I have a Nook and I have a Kindle both. And then I have piles of books and magazines. And I don't think one of my lifelong goals is to read them all. I don't think that that's going to happen. But once I've learned and read and gained some new knowledge, then the next step, though, is how do I apply that to my life? How does it make me a better person? How can I share that? You know, it's kind of like being a fountain. It comes in, but I also want to share it. Mm-hmm. I think that that's all part of the journey and part of the joy of learning, too, is to have those great conversations with people where you're sharing information. It's really a dialogue, which is much more about sharing than someone trying to make a point. So I love conversation. I love talking to people that are interested in new things. But I also like to apply them to especially my work. How can I bring this into either my presence at work or how I can help someone else out? So when they come to me with a problem or they just want me to listen, I'm like, you know what? I heard this or I saw this the other day. How can this help you either think in a new way or apply it to your situation? So I think that there's, you know, two halves of learning, the acquiring the knowledge, which is exciting and fun, but also the sharing and the using of it too.
You know, I think that's your life purpose, in my personal, unprofessional / professional opinion.
Yeah, and I think that that's why this coaching has really, I think, brought me home. For the first time on a journey in the seeking of what it is I'm supposed to be doing, I think I finally, you know, found my center and my home. I feel very contented. I feel very excited. I feel at peace now because I think that this is right. This is right what I'm supposed to be doing.
Right. You're satisfied and fulfilled with it. And you have all those experiences that you bring with you to the table.
Yeah. I mean, all of it. It becomes who you are.
Yep.
You don't ever throw away knowledge. Like you said, Lynette, you don't ever unknow it. So it becomes a part of you and it's exciting. Life is so big that every choice, you get the opportunity to change your mind, to make a new choice. That's a journey. It's not staying in one place. It's going out and finding out everything that the world and the universe has out there to give.
I agree. You know that.
Yeah. You do. You do, as you're planning to set out on your voyage and your journey.
Yep. What do you think you've learned most about yourself during all of this?
Wow, that is a tough question. And that's one that I do ask myself a lot. And I think the very simple answer is I learned who I am. I think when we come into this world, we know, but then the world and people and the environment and even our own mind shapes us with the shoulds, with I have to, which this is what you're supposed to do or who you're supposed to be. I think now, and especially after this last year, I have found out who I am. And you know what? I'm really comfortable with that. And I'm really happy. And that's what I'm going to present to the world. No more masks. No more faking it. No more pretending for other people. This is it. And I think that that's what this journey up to this point has taught me. So I see the rest now as really being the open, sharing, being who I am. And I feel free and I feel excited and it feels a lot easier now.
Wow, because that is not easy to do.
No, it's not. And there's times when you're really vulnerable because, you know, you put yourself out there, and what happens if the world doesn't want what you have to give? But I'm very, very sure that it does. We're all put here because of the gift that the universe has given us, and all of our gifts are needed. So I know I have that certainty now, but there's still that doubt. It's still very personal.
That's a really great way to put it. It's still very personal.
Mm-hmm. It's all these years of learning one way and putting that down and just being.
Right. Do you have a resource that you could share with listeners who kind of want to get inspired in the way that you are?
Lynette, I'm going to share the title of a book that I just read this past year while we were going through our coaching classes. And it's a book by David White. He is a poet. I think his background is Irish and English. But to me, he really definitely sounds Irish, the soul of an Irishman. The book is called Crossing the Unknown Sea, Work as a Pilgrimage of Identity. And it really talks about how our work is really an expression of who we are and how we step into work that really allows us to open up and to feel the passion and to be the people that we want to be. And one of the sentences in his book talks about us putting our gifts out to the world. And he talks in terms of gifts and how vulnerable that is. Because when you put it out there, the world gets to judge you. But you need to do that anyway. And I listen to a lot of his poetry, and it's the same message about how you step into that. And he talks a lot about work, and that's what this book is about, how we are through our work, how we find that true passion, that true meaning, our true authentic self, and put that gift out to the world with all of its vulnerabilities and fears and step into it, even though other people may not get us, they may criticize us, they may judge us, but that our one purpose in life is to do that.
Why's it got to be so hard?
Yeah.
Right? Why does it have to be so hard? If this is our purpose,
right,
to put our honest feelings and our true selves out there, why does it have to be so hard?
Because vulnerability is scary. Yep. And people put the rules in their lives to protect themselves from all of that. But the one person, I mean, and Lynette, we learned this through the experience we just had. We need to love ourselves. And when we do, then all of that judgment goes away. And that's our biggest fear, fear of judgment.
Right.
Judging ourselves and being judged by others.
That sounds like a very powerful book. I need to read that myself. I think I will get that on audible.com and be able to listen to it as I drive around.
It would be awesome. And he has a whole bunch of other, one of his best tapes is What to Remember When Waking. And it's all about this stuff. I listen to it every morning driving to work so that I'm in the right frame of mind to step into my work when I get there.
Right.
You'll love it.
I think I will. All right. So this part of the show, Motivate Me, Express to Success, three questions, envision, explore, execute. So for somebody who wants to become an avid learner, what should they envision for themselves?
I think that they need to envision themselves as being really curious.
Mm.
I mean, most people think of learning as, or maybe not most, but I know that there's probably a lot of people out there that think of it more as education, which is going to school, sitting down, being tested on material that you memorize or are taught, and you sit in a classroom and someone talks at you. That is not what learning is. Learning is really being curious, just being open to whatever experience is going on, and maybe stepping back and observing it. So really maybe see themselves, envision themselves as an observer of life.
Okay, so then how can they go about exploring this for themselves?
I think they can explore it by taking whatever they're interested in and learning maybe a new fact about it every day.
And what you're saying is that you don't have to get degrees to be curious and keep learning. And especially, I mean, with all the resources we have, and I mean, really, you could do, if you wanted to do certifications or programs, you can even do a lot of those from home, but it is in the learning. Like you talked about documentaries, you know, there's a lot of different ways, books that you can learn without. I know a lot of well-read people who are very intelligent and knowledgeable, but maybe don't have a lot of degrees behind them.
Yes, absolutely. It has nothing to do with the degrees. Absolutely nothing to do with the degrees. I think one of the things I liked about degrees, it was that, A, I was around really smart people that love to talk about the stuff we were learning. So that's one way. Surround yourself with people who are interested and curious and talk about stuff. But I was also getting resources from really smart people, professors and stuff. So they'd say, read this book. So I'd go and read the book. So really it was, education to me was more people pointing me in a direction of great information. Great learning. It gave you experiences. You had to do some stuff. So learning to me is really about, you know, finding new information, but actually acting on that. How do you find it? Go out and look. I mean, people can be, can learn honestly by the people they surround themselves. Start a book club at work. That's what we did. We started some book clubs at work and we were talking about positivity, and then we talked about leadership, and we even read some, you know, fiction stuff. We read The Hunger Games, and we talked about what was going on with that. Like, wow, you know. So it's really having conversations with people that like to learn and like to talk about different subjects, but it has nothing, absolutely nothing to do with degrees.
So to execute a plan then, the first baby step in the right direction. I mean, you just gave some good advice there even already with maybe starting a book club.
Yeah, start a book club. Read a book. Read a magazine. Read the funny pages. Read. I really struggle to see how people can learn without reading. And I know there's lots of people, and even in my family, you know, I don't like to read. Reading is someone else's, has gone out and found, experienced something and written it down. Because never in our lifetime are we going to be able to experience everything that we want to in the world. But you can experience it if you read someone else's experience. And then you get ideas from that. But a book club is great. They're called communities of practice. So you're just around people that love to talk and have conversations about even what's going on in the world. Watch a documentary. If you don't like to read, watch a documentary. Get some documentaries on Netflix. There's great information out there. The History Channel puts out great stuff. I was just watching something on the Civil War. I was never really a history buff, and I'm like, wow, I should have been more interested in history in school. I really wasn't. Couldn't stand it. But now, when Ken Burns does his Civil War documentary, it's like, wow, this is so interesting.
There is not enough time in the day for you, Karen Sweeney.
not to be curious about stuff. And I probably have read more and forgotten a lot of stuff, which frustrates me. I want to remember it all, but it's just exciting. And you find it everywhere. Go take a walk in nature. That's educating and learning. Look at the trees. Listen to the birds. Look at the sun. Look at the clouds. Wow, how are the clouds? I mean, it's learning is everywhere. Everywhere.
Yep. Okay, so what kind of closing advice would you give everybody?
The advice that I would give everyone is to be as curious as a child. You know, they get interested in a caterpillar. Think about when you were a kid, you'd grab those woolly caterpillars and you'd watch them roll up. That's learning. That's curiosity. Try to go back and remember that time when the world was big and you wanted to know more about it.
I think that is excellent advice, looking at the world through the eyes of a child.
Other people have said that too, but we forget what that type of curiosity feels like. That's the kind of joy that you get out of life. We used to run around and grab, you know, the fireflies, and that was joy. So it's really to find the happiness in seeing the world out of the eyes that you had when you were young.
And that's the way you're going to reconnect back to who you always were meant to be.
Yeah. I think we know who we are when we come into this world. And then the environment, the rules, our goals, we put a lot of limits on ourselves. And we have to, like, you know, put down those limits and just see the world again as open, and that the world is waiting for our gifts.
Well, and I think that, you know, our life experiences and the other people around us and our obstacles and challenges that are meant to shape us, you know, also derail us at times, even though I do believe that every single thing we experience was meant for us to experience. And maybe we wouldn't appreciate or have the same type of understanding when we came back onto that main track again.
Yeah. Sometimes in our lives, it's hard to see all the experiences as opportunities to learn, or that the universe, life is giving us something to help us along the journey, especially when they're the sad or the real tough experiences in life. But if you can go with that mindset that at every moment we're experiencing something that's helping us in the journey, then you open your heart up to the learning again. That this is here to help me in some way. And when you really believe that, I think you can find the lessons and everything.
Right. Now, listen, I know that you are a part of Motivate Me, the ultimate support system, so people can reach out to you there. But do you have an email address or something you'd like to share?
Yes, Lynette. My email address is kmsweeney, SWEENEY, 1111 at AOL.com.
Okay, great. I want to thank you so much for coming on the show today. And I want to thank you for showing such really vulnerability and passion and excitement for your passion and sharing that so openly, Karen. I really enjoyed it.
Well, Annette, I want to say that I'm honored that you even asked me. This has really been a lot of fun. And I hope maybe, you know, my excitement about learning and growing can maybe excite someone else too. But please, if they're interested, you know, I love to talk about it, and you and I can talk more about it, which I know we will. But I really, truly, truly am honored that you thought to even ask me to come on your show here.
You know, that's the thing. People just don't realize how amazing what they're doing is. I believe that.
Yeah. You know what? To me, it's just living. But it's exciting. And, you know, I think as far as the formal stuff, I'm done. But I'm certainly not done learning, especially from other people. There's so much that they can still teach me. I have a long way to go.
We all have a long way to go. Now, listen, it's the end of the show, and I always give my listeners a go-do. Do you have a suggestion for them to go-do today?
Go learn something new today, even if it's just a new word.
I love it. I love it. Thank you, Karen. And that's the end of the show. Remember, everybody, you motivate me. I'm Lynette Renda.